Jackie Howard returns to Colorado with a knot in her stomach. After spending the summer in New York, she's anxious about facing Cole Walter following their pre-summer kiss and subsequent silence. The Walter household, with its 12 children and constant chaos, had become her second home after losing her parents and sister in a tragic accident. But now, everything feels different. Alex, her former love interest, is dating her friend Kim. Nathan, her closest confidant, has been sleeping in the barn loft. And Cole, the boy who kissed her before she left, has been working multiple jobs and rarely coming home. When Isaac Walter arrives over an hour late to pick her up from the airport, Jackie immediately remembers the family's chaotic energy. Despite her annoyance, she realizes how much she missed them. Catherine welcomes her back with a warm, motherly embrace, but the household dynamics have shifted dramatically in her absence. That first night, as Jackie carefully stores her mother's lavender pendant necklace, a keepsake that keeps her connected to her lost family, she makes a decision. Despite her feelings for Cole, she needs to focus on processing her grief rather than seeking distraction through romance. Jackie's emotional walls begin to crumble at the town's block party, where Cole takes her through his favorite childhood activities. Their evening culminates in a passionate kiss that Jackie reluctantly ends, torn by her conflicting emotions. During her morning run, Jackie reflects on how being in her family's New York apartment had reopened wounds she thought were healing. Later, she delivers a carefully prepared speech to Cole, explaining she can't pursue a relationship while still processing her grief. When she mentions timing, Cole's expression hardens as he walks away. That evening, Cole announces he's deferring college to work and save money, creating a housing dilemma that results in Jackie surrendering her art studio sanctuary for him. Later, when she steps outside for air, Cole follows with cutting remarks, mockingly advising her to stop being a people pleaser and coldly reminding her his parents are stuck with her. The warmth between them has turned to ice. Cole's silent treatment becomes unbearable, ignoring Jackie completely and even blocking her access to the coffee maker. When discussing a waterfall trip with Alex, Cole pointedly excludes her, but Alex, recognizing the pettiness, deliberately invites Jackie along. At the waterfall, Cole confronts her harshly for gawking at him despite having dumped him. Jackie remains silent, aware how his warmth once made her feel limitless while his spite could inflict lasting damage. Surprisingly, Isaac offers unexpected support, later thanking her for moving in with Parker because it gives his brother something of his own. As junior year begins, Jackie joins student council, where she impresses everyone by standing her ground against Aaron, one of Cole's former hookups. Rather than backing down when challenged, she shows strength and even offers to help with Aaron's presidential campaign. Through these new connections, Jackie carves out her own place in Colorado beyond her relationship with Cole. Despite the tension, Jackie occasionally glimpses Cole's softer side. When his brother Benny cries after a food auction mishap, Cole kneels beside him with compassion, offering a happy meal, a tenderness absent from his interactions with Jackie. Struggling with her feelings, Jackie video calls Cole's twin Danny from the treehouse. He reassures her they're still family, regardless of what happened with Cole, offering objective advice while acknowledging her lingering feelings. Jackie also discovers Caffeinated Pursuit, a cafe identical to her New York favorite. There she meets Garrett, cousin to the original owner, who recognizes her from stories, providing a comforting piece of home in her new town. When Isaac disappears with the truck despite lost driving privileges, Cole arrives in work coveralls to rescue them. During the ride home, Jackie and Cole exchange meaningful glances through the rearview mirror. And after everyone else exits, they share their first real conversation in weeks, a tiny crack in the ice between them. On her parents' wedding anniversary, Jackie sits alone on the porch at night, finding solace in Colorado's darkness until Catherine discovers her. The next day, the family attends Parker's rugby game, with Jackie wearing Cole's old crew neck, leading to exchanged glances between them. During Sunday chores, Jackie joins Alex and Nathan under the treehouse, learning that Isaac's rebellion began after his father's summer visit, while Nathan has been mysteriously skipping morning runs. Jackie's routine shatters when she accidentally walks in on Cole in a compromising position in her old bedroom. Though mortified, this awkward encounter surprisingly breaks their tension. Later, Cole surprises her after school, inviting her on a mission to find Halloween costumes at a quirky thrift store called The Rift. While searching for Halloween costumes at a thrift store, Jackie and Cole share a heated kiss before being interrupted by an employee. When Jackie spots a teacup reminiscent of her sister Lucy, grief surfaces briefly. They decide on Bonnie and Clyde costumes. At a dirt track race, Cole introduces Jackie to motorsports, lending her his hoodie and goggles. Afterward, they meet driver Carter, who credits Cole's engine work for his second-place finish. Jackie appreciates seeing Cole's mechanical expertise, a side of him she hadn't fully recognized. At O'Brady's pub during Harry Potter trivia night, Cole surprises everyone with his knowledge. The evening turns when Cole's friend Nick mentions Cole deferring college because of Jackie. Cole leaves abruptly, forcing Jackie to ride home with Alex. The next day, he invites her to a forest clearing to stargaze under thousands of stars. Under the starlit sky, Cole confesses feeling like a failure while his friends attended college. Jackie reassures him that uncertainty isn't failure. Later, Catherine discovers them asleep together, resulting in both being grounded, with Jackie assigned to daily horse stall duty. When Cole invites her to the basement, Jackie declines, explaining she needs space. She admits being with him temporarily eased her grief but caused guilt. More importantly, she fears losing the Walter family if they broke up. She couldn't bear losing another family. Cole storms off, hurt. Days later, Jackie finds Nathan crying in Cole's car after having a seizure at homecoming. Finding her mother's broken necklace on the car floor, she gives the lavender pendant to Nathan for healing. At a Halloween party, Isaac takes Jackie to the Neon Grill, insisting she's already part of the Walter family, regardless of her relationship with Cole. Later, Jackie overhears Catherine telling George she'd imagine Jackie becoming their daughter, with George affirming Jackie will always be family. This makes Jackie realize what she might lose with Cole. After he moves out, leaving her a letter, Jackie creates an elaborate apology, featuring a newspaper article about Cole's accomplishments. When they reconnect at Caffeinated Pursuit, she explains she wanted to share her world with him and admits breaking up from fear. Jackie finally understands that grief and love can coexist. Opening her heart doesn't diminish love for those she's lost.